What is up? Welcome to the After Hours Entrepreneur. Are you looking to grow your LinkedIn? Are you wanting to stand out with video? Then my friend, you are in the right place. We are joined today by Jonathan Palmer, the Chief Experience Officer over at Shea Robottom Marketing. He is a genius when it comes to LinkedIn video. Very well known on LinkedIn. And look, if you want to stand out in 2021, you have to have a video strategy. Jonathan is going to lay it down. And this is actually the second interview I've done with John, because our first interview was just bananas. It was so popular. The redistribution of the video clips were just really, really great. And so I said, John, I got to get you back on the show. We got to chat. So we're going a level deeper. We're going a level deeper today. We're talking about some promotional secrets, how to promote your posts. We're talking about how you can actually get people to take out their pen and paper and write stuff down. And I'm going to give you a quick spoiler here. We're going to be talking about documents. And if you don't know how to use documents in LinkedIn, you need to listen up. John is going to give you all the tactics to take your side hustle full time and to reach more people. This is a win-win-win. You are going to learn a ton from listening to this episode. Make sure you hit up Jonathan on LinkedIn or wherever you find him and just let him know, John, heard you on the After Hours Entrepreneur. You crushed it. Loved hearing you. Let's do lunch. Let's work it out. Awesome. So listen, thanks for joining me here. I'm going to get into the episode here in just a moment, but I just want to remind you, listen, if you're not on Clubhouse yet, or if you are on Clubhouse, definitely get there. Look me up. I'm hosting a ton of rooms, incredible value. If you like these style of interviews where we just do value, 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 you definitely need to check me out on Clubhouse. One of the things I love about Clubhouse is just bringing people on the stage for Q&A and letting experts like Jonathan answer your question. Listen, I got nothing more for you except for the bulk of this eye-dropping, ear-opening episode with Jonathan Palmer. Let's get into it. Let's take your LinkedIn video to the next level. This is the place to be. Let's go. Jonathan Palmer, welcome to the show.
So happy to be here again, but this time with a high-quality camera, a relatively decent audio system, some headphones so we don't get the feedback. Very happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy to have you here. And quite frankly, I think there's a lot of fans out there that are excited to see you here. Our LinkedIn videos have been smashing, by the way. I've been doing video podcast interviews for quite some time. But for some reason, whenever I bring Jonathan Palmer onto my show and we share those clips, people are loving it. I'm just kind of curious, John, what do you think is happening in these video clips from our video interviews that are making them perform so well on LinkedIn?
I think it's just, not to put myself over too much, but it's just hyper awareness of what the audience wants right now on the platforms where it's relevant. You know, one of the challenges that I see is, and I mean, like a guy like Gary Vaynerchuk will touch on it from time to time, but really the proof is in the results that you're experiencing, is that we really need to create content that is relevant to the platforms that we're posting it on. You know, so like, this stuff works incredibly well here because there is authority, you know, in terms of like, you know, my influence there, but also it's the type of content that we're creating, right? So if you posted this video on Instagram, I have no doubt that nobody would know who I am. Nobody would understand why this is valuable. So it's so important to pick content that is relevant and timely and the right individual for the platform that you're choosing.
Well, I definitely agree with you on all accounts there, because this show, The After Hours Entrepreneur, is distributed across many different platforms, everything from LinkedIn to TikTok to Facebook. And by far, to hit right on that nail that you just hit there, LinkedIn is where it's resonating. And I do you think that's because people on LinkedIn are hungrier for learning? They're more professional? Do you think it's leveraging the awareness that people have for you? I want to put this into a little bit more context, actually. The first post that I had made, the first video that I shared of us, Shay actually left a quick, like, love Jonathan, great video. And then all of a sudden it just started taking off. Do you think that maybe took a place, like Shay liked it, so everyone else is going to like it?
I think so. It really is like, like when you find your tribe, when you find that audience, you find an individual that creates a message that really resonates with people, like they will follow that. I mean, that's they don't call them followers for nothing, right? They are really individuals that follow that, what that person believes in, what is, you know, desirable to that individual. And it really does reign true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the other thing that you see a lot of people doing on LinkedIn is they're just going to tag everyone in their friends list, right? You see, is that something that we should be doing?
No. Actually, like we've tested it out. We've taken hundreds of pieces of content to really identify what is relevant and what, what actually works and what doesn't with the algorithm. And one thing that we identified is that mutual tagging is only beneficial when the individual goes back and endorses it themselves. So let's say that you tag 10 people. If only two or three of them actually like or comment back, then your post is actually going to get docked. LinkedIn is going to say, wait a second, this is spam. This is not the individual actually like trying to, you know, bring awareness to this specific post. So it'll actually kind of like work against you. So really got to avoid that. I wouldn't do it.
I don't do it at all. Yeah. I generally, when I'm tagging someone, it's either the direct guest or someone who's directly related. But I think that's a really common mistake to make across social media in general. I think it's really easy for people to use these kind of like short-sighted type of things. I'm going to talk a little bit about meeting someone or connecting with someone on LinkedIn, because this is something I think a lot of people get wrong, right? What is a good way of connecting with someone and actually developing a relationship off of that? Because I think what a lot of people end up doing is they reached out to me, they gave me a connect, I hit yes, okay. Should we be doing anything more than that?
Yes, you should be building connectivity. Connection equity. And the reason why I say that is because when you reach out to somebody, it's like, it's literally like just like knocking on somebody's door and saying, hey, let me in. What's your first response? It's like, what's your first reaction? You're like, who is this? Why are they at my door? Why are they trying to come in? I don't like, and then they like follow it with their sales pitch. It is such a turnoff, right? It almost reminds me like, God bless their souls. Like, you know, like when you'll have those like religious individuals that knock on your door and tell you about, you know, the blessing of the religious person or whatever it may be. And they're really trying to sell us on this idea, but more often than not, even with the best of intentions, which they have, we're still turned off by the experience, right? Mm. So if it doesn't work for them, I can assure you it's not going to work for somebody that works in sales or HR or whatever the industry is. So this whole idea of connectivity, I heard somewhere that it takes about 10 interactions for somebody to buy. So it shouldn't be any different when it comes to buying into an individual. So what I will do is I will like and comment on 10 pieces of their content. Now, that individual has notifications from me saying this individual engaged in your content, helped push the algorithm so it would reach more people. And the added benefit is now they know my name. So then when I go to send them a connection request, I already provided value, not in terms of a sales pitch, not in terms of how I can help them tomorrow. I helped them today. I made it relevant for right now so that when we do connect, they're like, okay, you know what? He broke my barrier of entry, and we have seen time and time again, even with larger accounts, larger influencers, this works because we front load with value that's already taken place. And then it makes the process smoother.
Well, I definitely agree with you on leading with value. And something I think a lot of people also maybe get wrong is, let me rephrase this. People don't remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel. Right. And if you're the guy that's just there slinking in the background and every once in a while sharing links to your funnel, it's probably not going to make them feel very special. I love the idea of liking. What about videos? What about sending videos in the DMs when someone connects?
Maybe it's just like my natural inclination to be a little bit. The thing is that you'll get a notification that somebody sent you something, but you won't necessarily know what it is. And especially with video, like, maybe for us, we don't think about it as much, but I know plenty of women who they have a lot of hesitations about opening that video. They have a lot of hesitations about accepting something like that because they don't know what they're getting, right? So like I'm a little split on it. I see both sides. I've seen people be very successful with it, and I've seen others not do so well. I think that the main thing to ensure that it's successful for you is have built up a little bit of a brand. When you've built up a little bit of a brand and some trust, you know, when people see that you sent them a video message, they're like, you know what? I know the guy. I know the quality of him as a human. I'm not quite as concerned as, you know, Joe Johnson, who I've never interacted with, sending me a video. There's a lot, for a lot of reasons, it may come off the wrong way, right? So I think that's the difference.
Well, and I can definitely agree with you on that. We're talking about connectivity.
Connectivity.
We're talking about this connectivity here. And I think that as you build that up over time, you build that reputation, people know what to expect. And I think on LinkedIn, once you've kind of established yourself, it's just a little bit more respect and professionalism there. But I can tell you personally, that I've seen some good and bad things with video. The one that you just hit on there is good, right? Someone just sends you a random video with no context. Could be weird. The other thing is maybe sending a video that is just a sales pitch. It's just straight up a sales pitch. That, like, go to this separate website, put in your email and get a sales pitch. Like, not building a lot of connectivity. What I've really been having success with is every night for about 10 minutes or so, I send a quick little video message to the people that I've connected with during the day. I can tell you that it's been bananas. People love it, right? And you keep it short. You don't go too long, but it's a good way of kind of building that. And then every once in a while, someone will send you a video back, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then you are building this kind of like engagement, which we can't actually get in person anymore, right?
One thing that I would encourage people to try, just like experiment with it, see if it works well for you, is take some of the key individuals that you connected with that day and do a LinkedIn story. Hey, you know, it was really great to meet this person, and tag them in it. That way now it's kind of like opening it up to everybody. Everybody can see it. It feels a little bit safer. They're tagged in it. And you can also, like, man, boom, 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 boom. You can hit a bunch of people at the same time. You don't have to send a bunch of individual messages. And it makes them feel special because they're being featured and showcased in front of the world. So, you know, that could be a safe option. And also taking advantage of LinkedIn stories, which it does impact the algorithm. We do see positive responses when people do use that new feature. So,
yeah, well, I'm glad you broke the ice on LinkedIn stories here, because it's definitely something I've been watching. And I love the idea of tagging people you just connected with. Nobody loves more than to be tagged and feel special. Right. So, again, we're talking with Jonathan Palmer from Shea Robot and Marketing, and he is just going to give us, I mean, we've already gotten into about a dozen different tactics here. We're spitting hot flames, hot fires. Grab your kids, grab your wife, grab an umbrella. We are coming for LinkedIn stories. So let's talk a little bit more about stories. This is blowing up all across social media. LinkedIn just dropped it. What do you really like to see in a successful story, John?
I'll tell you what I don't want to see. I don't want to see more behind the scenes. I feel like that's too easy. And I don't think that from a presentation perspective, that many people are intrigued about that. I would almost attribute it to, like, you know, I love using Mac computers. But if you show me how to build one, you're going to bore me out of my mind. There are people that are legitimately going to be interested, but I would say that the vast majority just want the computer that works. They want the value. They want the experience, but they really don't want to understand how things work. So I haven't seen as much success with that part. Maybe if, like, of course, like if you work in a fluffy industry, you do podcasting or like video marketing like we do, I can see where it would be a little bit fun to learn some of the behind the scenes elements, but I would encourage people to stay away from that. What I do love to see is before and afters, transformations. I love a good transformation. You know, seeing a client in their before stages and how the company was the lightsaber, the Excalibur that helped them slay the dragon. I want to see transformations. I want to see clients that went from a place of pain and difficulty and how companies transformed them into a higher place. So I feel like at its best, it's utilized in that way. Step-by-step process. Walk us through, you know, like the customer journey, like how, you know, like it could be anything, but, you know, some of those ideas, like in video marketing, how like my script writing process works. That could be like my creative process, step-by-step. I open up a voice typing, you know, Google sheet, walk them through that process, how I develop my ideas, anything like that, how to's, all of that stuff. Very powerful on LinkedIn stories. It just isn't being utilized as much for that purpose right now.
Yeah, well, I think people are trying to figure it out. I primarily use it for marketing or awareness. Hey, new YouTube video is out. Go check it out here.
Can I encourage you to try something?
Please, let's do it.
Okay, so if you're going to promote your YouTube video, which I commend you for it, great idea, but turn it into two separate slides. Here's why. Have the first one be the challenge, or like what would be, is it like plugging a podcast or something like that?
Well, let's say we're plugging this show, for example. Maybe we'll use the strategy plugging the show.
Yeah. So the first slide that I would create, the first LinkedIn story I would create was like whatever challenge I am remediating. Like, so John, what is the biggest secret about LinkedIn stories, right? So this creates a curiosity gap, right? Like we need to create curiosity so that people feel invested to check the next story. And then with the next story, you hit them with, you know, like a big value bomb, right? The reason why we want to create more than one story is because we want to know how many people are actually watching. The thing about LinkedIn stories is it's just a cascade. It's like you could just go from one to the next to the next. But if they watch the second one, they actually invested in the first one. The only way to know if people are engaged is to have that second slide to see if they stuck around.
Really, really good stuff. Two slides. You heard it here from John. John, what do you think that it needs to be video or could it be photos taking us on this journey? What do you think about that? Photos versus video.
I think photos are underserved on LinkedIn stories because they're a little bit more challenging. It's like anything in life, right? You know, it's very easy. Well, I mean, jury's out. It's a little bit easier, I suppose, to just jump on camera and deliver your message and just keep it concise. But I think it does take a little bit of more work and intention to actually write out something that looks nice. So I always go where I go the opposite direction of where everybody else is headed, right? So if everybody else is doing behind the scenes video content, I want to do a picture post or a text post that just makes it stand out a little bit more than everybody else. And you do find that it makes it more impactful.
Yeah, I definitely am with you there. Standing out, doing things that are different. GIFs are something that I like to use a lot. Yes. It's hard to quantify how effective that is. Of course, tagging people, like you had mentioned earlier, tagging people. And I think we're going to see LinkedIn drop a lot more features in the near future. I mean, TikTok has completely changed the game on how we consume 5 to 15 seconds worth of content. And I just think we're going to see that really evolve. Seeing it on YouTube now, we're seeing it everywhere. Everything has stories. So some really, really good takeaways there. John, I would be remiss because I want to talk about something else that to me is really under the radar. I do not see a lot of people doing this, and that's uploading documents to LinkedIn. You've had a post that's hit like over 100,000 people now. Over 100,000 people on one post. So Jonathan, what is up with documents and sliders? Why? What is up with this? What's going on? This is crazy.
So, little secret just for your audience. Like I'm getting goosebumps because I feel like I'm like such a sneaky guy. So promote a post, like try it guys, promote a post and say 100,000 view post, right? Like create a video and then create a link at like in the comments and say 100, this is the video that reached 100,000 views. I was able to take that video that did 100,000 views. It's about to hit 300,000 views. Why? Whoa. Because I called it the 100,000 view video. And so many people clicked that link because they wanted to see what it was all about. So like I made it grow within itself. It's almost like an inception thing. You know, just the hype behind it made it grow exponentially more. So now like I want to promote it as the 300,000 view post.
This is brilliant. Let me just kind of break this down. You have a LinkedIn post that does well, let's say above average, and then you create another post and promote it.
That explains how I did it.
I like that.
And then it feeds the original more. Yeah. Yeah. So a little inception-y. It's almost like I created the slide presentation, which we know the algorithm absolutely loves. The algorithm loves these document upload slider, you know, slideshow presentations. So I create it. I do it in a very unique way. It looks a little choppy. It doesn't look super professional, but that was the idea. I wanted to create a piece of content that other people could duplicate and do relatively easy, because that's one of the things. Like, so many people on LinkedIn have this approach where they feel like they need to provide the absolute most value every time that they post. The challenge is, so here's how they'll do it. It's like they'll give you the instructions to build a house. And it's like, well, you know, how valuable is a skill like building a house? You teach people how to build the foundation, the walls, everything. But for most of us that are consuming social media content, we recognize this is far too complicated for me to do. So right. Instead of having the desired result, which was, I can do this, instead it just overwhelms people and defeats them. But if I told you, hey, here are some strategies so that you can organize your work from home station, then it's like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, I could handle that. I could do that right now. That's the difference between a great piece of content and a mediocre one that you assumed would do really great, is breaking it down into these micro steps. So what does that have to do with the document uploads? I created a format in a way where anybody with an hour of time could create the same thing. And I feel like that's an important element in its success. And I gave you all of the instructions how to do it for yourself. But through that, it actually reach, it broke 100,000 because I was showing people how to do something to reach, you know.
Well, a lot of what you put in there, I just want to put this out there, John, a lot of the stuff that you're putting on this post, so these documents basically is 12 pages of top tips to explode your brand on LinkedIn. That's basically what the post is, for a little bit of context here. But you were giving away like the keys to the castle. Like, yes. Should we be worried as content creators and as people who are trying to make money doing consulting and coaching or should we be afraid that we're giving away all of our best stuff for free? Is that a concern of yours?
Not at all. Not at all. Not only do I believe in karma, that you put everything out there, whatever you put out there is going to come back to you. It's almost like, man, how can I put this? I could put a football in somebody's hand. I can't get them to play the Super Bowl, right? Like I could train somebody day in and day out for 20 years to, you know, do a specific task. And they're not like, if it's like a Michael Jordan or a LeBron, if I taught somebody how to play basketball for 20 years, LeBron is going to get out there and he is going to destroy whoever it is, because he just has that intangible, that gift. Maybe it's like that extra special dedication, the eye, whatever it is, the love, the passion for the game. It doesn't matter how much you show people all the tools. That's not what people are paying for. You know, people, a lot of times, especially for what we do, they buy into the person, they buy into the individual. And then the other side of it is the value that they're going to gain in their businesses. But this is how we have the ability to charge more. And this applies to any of your businesses. You know, what is going to separate you from your competition? Yes, like obviously there's so much value that you can gain from the stuff that we can give away, but really you're buying into the individuals behind it. The ones that are empathetic and really care about you will nurture you. I'm selling the nurturing. I'm selling the love, care, and attention. And I demonstrate that by giving it all away. So people buy into people. People don't buy into the product.
Yeah. And this kind of harpens back to something we talked about in the very beginning. It's give them a quick win, give someone a quick win, something that will actually impact their day right now or impact their business right now. And you never really know what that's going to be, but you got to keep trying new things, which is why I haven't actually tried this slider document type option for posting on LinkedIn, but it seems brilliant to me. I mean, you're exploding your brand, or you're reaching a ton of different people. The other good cool thing here is that a lot of times on LinkedIn, Jonathan, when I consume a piece of content, that's it. I'm never going to see it, never going to think about it again. But that's a little bit different when you use the document post option on LinkedIn, right?
It is. It has the download feature. And that's something that I discovered through a comment. This is why we always need to be in our comment section, really paying attention to what people are asking. And as consumers, we need to be asking those questions, because that's what makes my content better. If I don't have people asking questions, I don't have new ideas. So, you know, a lot of my content originates from that comment section, from messages I get in my inbox. But yeah, the download feature is so important, because from the time that I really started to invest in LinkedIn business from a business perspective, I always thought in my mind, how can I create a post or a piece of content that gets somebody to pick up their pen and actually write something down? Like that is my goal. The reason why is they can leave their desk, they can come back, they have that note written down, they're going to think about me, they're going to think about my contribution and hopefully take action towards it. The thing is that realistically, that's a lot of friction. Somebody picks up a pen, somebody actually writes something, that's a little more difficult. LinkedIn actually lets you touch one button and you are essentially saved in that person's computer. That is power. To me, that is so much more powerful, because having your file, your document uploaded on their computer, downloaded on their computer, they have no choice but to see it every once in a while. So it's almost like having an ad within their computer, you know?
Right.
How can you beat that?
So it really reminds me of the lead magnets that people often use to generate their and build their email list, right? But by putting it there, you're able to get in front of more people more quickly. I mean, the way what I'm kind of thinking about, Jonathan, and I'll just put this out there for everyone out there. You can try this. Let me know. Let John know. Tag Mark Savant Media and Jonathan Palmer. We want to know. Using our old lead magnets. I've got 5 or 6 old PDF documents that are sitting there. It's got a lot of quality stuff. I'm just not actively using or promoting them now. I mean, that seems like a gimme, right?
It's an easy opportunity to remix it. Like, the only recommendation that I would make is consider like what is relevant today. Like, I have a lot of clients that have eBooks. they have like a lot of different, you know, like portfolios, or they have like, what are those documents? Like the fold ones, you know, like the trifold brochures, like all that kind of stuff. And what I really encourage them to do is consider the language they're using. You know, when people hear the word ebook, it's like you almost cringe. You almost like, oh, I'm being sold something. But if I sell it as a cheat sheet or an essential guide, it's just a word change. But the word changes are so powerful because it's not quite as familiar. It doesn't carry the stigma. So I try to sell as many experiences as I can as opposed to PowerPoints, because essentially that's all this was. But I tried to turn it into an experience so that you didn't have that same feeling as you were consuming it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. It's very much like an outline, a lot of quick wins, probably some minor reformatting. So, I mean, I'm assuming each page is just going to be like kind of like a standard Word document size image. Super simple, super clean. I would definitely encourage you. Actually, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening on the podcast, I'm going to have a link below so you actually see a real life example of what Jonathan has executed on and we've been talking about here. This is really great stuff.
I appreciate it. Are you trying to get me like to 500,000? Like if we just keep plugging that one post, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see it. I'm just excited to see it grow. And I also want to challenge everybody out there, try this out. That's your challenge for the week. Go to LinkedIn and set up some sort of document or slider post. Do it. Tag me. I want to see it. I want to see the challenge, and I want to see how it works for you. Let's get this thing moving. Cool. Jonathan, we've touched on a ton of different things here today. Everything from mindset to how to do an effective story, how to reach hundreds of thousands of people with a single post. What else is something that people should really be thinking about as we go into 2021?
The investment side. Let me challenge your audience, because this is very much like a little bit more of like an old school mentality. Before COVID hit and all of those types of things happen, one of the things that we used to focus a lot on was going to conferences. And I remember my dad, he's like kind of a traditional guy, forensic accountant. And I remember him dropping $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 on a booth at a conference that is hyper-focused, not on clients, but on individuals that are already in his field, right? So it's not even the ideal place for selling, but it is a great place for networking. So he would pay $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 for that booth in hopes of getting, you know, maybe like a keynote or an opportunity to speak on behalf of the company and the services that we provide. Sometimes it happened, sometimes it didn't. But, you know, you're inconvenienced because you're having to fly out to wherever it is. You know, you have to be in keynotes that don't relate to you, but you got to sit through them. It's a painful situation. And if you're lucky, there's 15 to 20,000 people there. If you're lucky, if it's big. The difference with a place like LinkedIn, people have so many hesitations, so much hesitation to post content. They don't feel like it's worth their time. They don't feel like, you know, it's the place for business. They don't invest the money into it because they don't understand the return. Like we were just saying, I literally had a post that you could do today that has already reached 300,000 people. And these are 300,000 people that I'm sure a good portion of them are looking for content that relates to that industry that they're searching for, right? Yeah, how much would it cost you to reach 300,000 people in one post?
I mean, the reality is it's not going to happen on Facebook unless you have thousands and thousands of dollars on ads. Same thing with YouTube, same thing with Instagram. I mean,
what's the best part? I did that for free.
For free. You didn't even use video, which is also amazing.
It was for free.
I'd love it.
So if you feel like you have any excuse to not invest in LinkedIn and creating this content, you, instead of spending $10,000 because of your old held beliefs, consider that you could literally reach 300,000 people tomorrow for free. If you put in a little bit of time to learn these platforms and understand the language that these people speak, it's very possible.
Yeah, I agree, but not for long. Not for long. This is rented land. Social media, we've seen it time and time and time again. Social media is going to ebb and flow. Now, LinkedIn is hot. Jonathan is actually the first return guest to the show.
Oh, that's cool.
you're the first, but it's because the content is super hot. And I know that LinkedIn is just where you want to be. If you're not playing with LinkedIn or TikTok right now, I think you're missing out on some big opportunities. So cool. We've been talking to Jonathan Palmer here from Shea Robot and Marketing, who are just absolutely crushing it. John, I want to go through some word association. I'll try something a little bit different for the rapid fire here today. You down with some word association?
Oh, I've been born ready. Let's do this.
All right, cool. So let's start with some easy ones. Video.
Marketing.
Pizza.
Pepperonis.
LinkedIn.
John.
Wrestling.
Oh, dreams.
Miami.
Home.
The future.
Bright.
Final question here. If you had 10 seconds with yourself 10 years ago, what are you going to tell John?
I'm just going to hug him and tell him to hang in there. He had no idea.
Jonathan said it. Mark agrees with it. Everyone else, have an awesome day. Jonathan, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I absolutely love John's spirit. This man is just fantastic. I also, you might have noticed, am playing around with a different format for the end. I'm doing word association. Do you like that or do you prefer the rapid fire? I'd love to hear back from you. Hit me up at mark@marksamontmedia.com. Again, you can find me all over the web. And just thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Make sure that you smash that subscribe button so you get alerted so you don't miss out on the new interviews when they go live, because we are pumping out so many great episodes. And I don't want to spoil it, but there are some really fantastic guests still to come. If you're looking to take your side hustle full time, if you're looking to reach more people online, you are in the right place. So smash that subscribe. Awesome. Cool. Great. Have a great day. Thanks for being here. And this is Mark Savant signing off the After Hours Entrepreneur. I'll catch you here next time. Peace.